Families of the Nepalese citizens killed in Iraq reacted to the news with anger and accusations. The brother of one of the victims said the Nepalese government did not do enough to secure the release of the captives. A group of 50 protesters marched along the streets of Kathmandu today, calling for the resignation of the country's foreign minister. Reporter Stephen Farrell is in Baghdad, covering the story of both the Nepalese and the French hostages for the Times of London. He says the Nepalese men were abducted earlier this month as they traveled on one of the most dangerous roads in Iraq.
They were on the main road from Jordan into Baghdad, and they were driving in a two-car convoy on August the 19th in from Amman when their cars were seized by this Sunni group. They are, in fact, cooks and cleaners working for a Jordanian subcontractor, and they were brought into Iraq, their families say, under a pretext. They weren't expecting them to go into Iraq itself. There is all sorts of fuss going on in Nepal at the moment by people accusing the various manpower agencies and the Jordanian companies of tricking these poor, probably semi-educated Nepalese workers who are desperate for money.
There have been a number of other cases, of course, of hostage taking and execution, but mostly single cases, double cases. This, if it were the killing of 12 hostages at once, would be a huge amplification of that.
Well, by my mathematics, it would actually double at a stroke the number of people who have been executed, the number of hostages executed, because I had a quick look at some of the figures earlier on, and of 80 people taken hostage in Iraq so far, 12 had been killed until now. So at a stroke, it doubles it.
Stephen, is there any news about the fate of two French journalists who were taken hostage, or any update on negotiations to secure their release?
No, these two unfortunate gentlemen, and I know one of them, were kidnapped on another road south of Baghdad, have suddenly appeared on a video with the demand that France drop its headscarf ban in public schools. Now, France is not only not a member of the coalition, it virulently opposed the coalition. So there's a feeling now that anyone can be kidnapped or is in a position to be. The demands verge on the bizarre in some cases. There was a flurry of hope and rumor, but no more than that, earlier on this evening when one Arab satellite channel said that their release was imminent, but this proved to be a false alarm. I mean, I'm very familiar with both the road that the Nepali victims were taken on and the road that the French journalists were taken on. I mean, I was myself kidnapped on the same road the Nepalese group were taken on, so I know exactly the sort of area in which they were probably taken, and I know, frankly, that the idea of anyone coming to the rescue is very, very unlikely, and clearly, in their case, it seems too late.
You said you yourself were kidnapped on that road.
Yeah, about in April, I was driving along exactly the same road from Amman to Baghdad in an armored car, and a group of men just came out of nowhere and sprayed our car with bullets and dragged myself and another journalist off to a house near Fallujah and held us for about 8 or 10 hours interrogating us. And the interesting and unfortunate parallel with these Nepalese laborers is that what this group very specifically said to us then was, if you are journalists, we will let you go. If you are soldiers or contractors or spies, you know, we will kill you. And in fact, they said, you've seen what we've done before. We've cut off people's heads. We will kill you and cut off your head. Now, unfortunately, these gentlemen were technically contractors. They were working for what the insurgent guerrilla groups regard as the US-led occupation in Iraq. And that being the case, it looks as though possibly that their captors established who they were working for, established what they were doing, and they didn't have the get-out clause of being a journalist that myself and my colleague did. And, of course, we pray that the two French journalists will be able to use the same argument to get themselves out over the next coming hours and days.
Well, Stephen Farrell, thanks for talking with us.
No trouble.
Stephen Farrell is Middle East correspondent for The Times of London. He spoke with us from Baghdad.